The deadly Syrian civil war and the global refugee crisis have found their way into some films nominated for Oscars this year in the Best Documentary and Best Documentary Short categories. We thought we would reprise moments from those conversations with remarkable filmmakers taking incredible risks to tell, in some cases, the saddest of stories. Italian director Gianfranco Rosi's film Fire at Sea tells the story of the migrants' crisis largely from the perspective of a 10-year-old boy who lives on the island of Lampedusa, which lies in the crosshairs of a migrant route halfway between Tunis and Tripoli in the Mediterranean Sea.
How many people? How many people?
250.
Your position.
Please, we beg you, please, as ever.
Your position.
In the name of God.
Your position.
Yeah, our position. Go on, Bishop.
Your position.
We are in the Mediterranean Sea. Please. Please, we beg you.
Your position. My friend. Hello. Hello.
What were you feeling?
Well, it's what I feel exactly now. I have a sense of impotence and a sense of really shivering and cold and impotence mostly, because these voices, this cry for help, they happen every day constantly. There are these boats, they live from Libya in very, very desperate condition. These boats are not able to cross the sea, and most of that time they sink after 2-3 hours of navigation. So more than 20,000 people die in the last 15 years, try to cross Libya, to arrive to Lampedusa, to reach freedom. And this is one of the biggest tragedy Europe is facing. And when I hear this sound, you know, there is so much desperation in those voices. And this, unfortunately, was these people, they were never found.
They were never found.
I was witnessing this for 40 days, every day. One day we did more than 2,000 rescue in one single day from the military boat. 2,000 people that were brought alive in the things. And then one day, unfortunately, I encountered death, and death came to me. I didn't want to film death. I always avoided to film death in my film because I know how big responsibility is to put your camera on someone that is a dead body. And that day I met death, and I met, unfortunately, 50 people that died under the boat. And I went down there to film that scene. And it was very difficult. I had the support of the commander of the Navy, that he told me it's your responsibility to film that. This is like being in front of a chamber gas and not filming because it's too harsh. You have to show this to the world. And I forced myself to go down there and I filmed that 30 second that appeared in the film. And so then the whole film was somehow to build in order to show this tragedy, and not only to arrive there and show the death, but also to be able to go out of that and give somehow dignity also to the people that I was filming in Lampedusa. So it was a choral journey somehow to show the tragedy of death in my film.
My conversation with director Gianfranco Rosi took place back in October.
There isn't any worse feeling than being a refugee.
Daphne Matsiaraki's 4.1 Miles was nominated for an Oscar for Documentary Short Subject. Aboard a Greek Coast Guard ship, the filmmaker captured multiple rescues by one captain, Kyriakos Papadopoulos, in a single day, all within the 4.1-mile stretch between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Lesbos.
I found out that this Coast Guard captain and all the 4 Coast Guard captains that are on the island have no training to respond to this kind of emergency. And suddenly they found themselves caught in this huge crisis, in the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. They were completely unprepared, not trained, without any equipment. My main character, Kyriakos Papadopoulos, has no CPR training. His boat is very small and doesn't have the necessary equipment to respond to something like that. They don't even have thermal cameras. But in this vast emergency, he has no other option but to respond.
When did you feel that you were right up into the face of the crisis?
Well, the point where I felt I was really in the middle of this was when I went on the Coast Guard boat. I really didn't know what to expect. Kyriakos got a call that there was an incident. One of these small dinghy boats, the motor had stopped in the middle of the sea, like many of them do all the time. So we had to go and find this dinghy boat. And on the way there, it was so stressful. And you can see it in the film. They don't even know where they're going. They're looking in the sea. And then suddenly, we see a boat, a tiny little inflatable boat, where it's meant to hold 5-6 people, packed with 80 people, 100 people, something like that, packed with small kids and mothers, and everyone being so scared. And whilst the crew was trying to get these people up, a mother with two small boys fell in the water. Waves were big. It was the middle of the winter. The water is very cold. And these people have never seen the sea before. They don't know how to swim, most likely. And I saw the fear in their eyes. I've never seen people so scared in my life. And it felt like they were traumatized, deeply traumatized, because these people were coming from war. I've never felt so close to war, and I've never seen kids so scared in my life. That made me feel so helpless and so small. And when I realized that this was not just one boat, but this was happening every minute, it was people coming in masses, scared people coming, and they were risking everything. And these people, after talking to so many of them, they felt that they were going to die one way or another. So it was just, for me, unreal to see people in that stage, in the waters of my peaceful country.
What did this teach you about what it must be like to face war in your own home?
It's history repeated in a lot of ways. There isn't any worse feeling than being a refugee, than having to flee your home, having to leave everything behind and come with nothing to a different country where you don't have anything, and people often treat you as second class or third class citizen. So I would say that we really need to rethink the choices that we make and how we act and how we treat our fellow human beings, because maybe it wouldn't happen to us in the same way. I don't think that people in Syria thought that it would happen to them either.
That's journalist and documentary filmmaker Daphne Matsiraki. We spoke to her in December, and you can find those full interviews on our website at thetakeaway.org. Tomorrow, we'll bring you a few minutes of my conversation with director Kahani Cooperman on her incredible documentary, Joe's Violin, also up for an Oscar. Good luck to all of our contenders.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.